Hello, this is Maurice Harker. For almost 20 years, we have been building a team of hundreds of clinicians, coaches, mentors, and people just like you who have discovered and love to teach life-changing principles. Our coaches have made a special investment to make sure you can hear these messages. You will hear stories of triumph and healing from specialists and people having a real life just like you. We hope to increase your awareness that you are not alone, and there are so many others who are enlisted in this work to train and heal the whole family. You will find these principles are an amazing synergy of the most accurate, cutting-edge science with familiar gospel principles. We are passionate eternal warriors, and we hope you will join us.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for being here. I'm here with the Eternal Warrior Coaches. So grateful for their efforts in this podcast, and thank you so much for listening. We are also really grateful for your effort. It isn't always just smooth sailing as we go through our lives and our lives feel a little light. It's so wonderful to have these principles to consider as we're trying to apply living within our values in a way that makes us feel proud of ourselves, no matter what's going on around us, because sometimes we wait to see when things are going to go better around us. That's when we can feel better or act better. But I love that these Eternal Warrior principles actually help us to consider strategies and practices and tools that we can have. And today we're going to discuss the captain's log questions. We also call these the six questions. And they're six powerful questions that we use in our Eternal Warriors training. And you can look on page 72 in the Like Dragons Did They Fight book to see the captain log questions that they use for the Sons of Helaman and Men of Moroni programs. They're worded just a little bit different for Eternal Warriors classes and coaching. So that's what's kind of fun about all of these is you can use them in a way that really brings a lot of meaning for you. So today we're going to approach them as they are given from our Eternal Warriors manual that we use. So first of all, I just want us, as it applies to a strategy and how we strategize together, I'm here with Lloyd Peterson and Carlianne and Rosalyn. We're here to discuss the captain's log question with you. And I just wondered if we could get Lloyd to read the warrior's prayer that really they highlight this in the Sons of Helaman and Men of Moroni program. But this has been such a powerful tool that I like to use with my clients, and I bet they do too. I'm just going to ask Lloyd to read the warrior's prayer.
Father, please grant me an increase in the spirit of discernment so I will recognize Satan's attacks in time to win each battle. Father, please help me to observe, discern, and understand the attacks and the fighting methods Satan would try on my mind, heart, and spirit. Help me to discover and develop techniques and weapons sufficiently efficient to win the battles that come my way. Please fill me with the desire to work hard, to train, to become stronger, faster, and more precise with these techniques and weapons sufficient to win the battles. Please help me to remember why I am fighting and why I am training so hard, so I will be filled with the motivation and courage necessary to protect my life, my wife, my children, and our freedom.
Thank you. Yeah, so you listeners, isn't that powerful? It's just a written prayer. And I've talked to several Men of Moroni participants and Sons of Helaman participants, as well as I've had students and clients, which I'm sure these other coaches have too, that use this as a drill, something they go to as they've memorized it or they read it. It's part of their flagpole or drill, and we'll talk a little more about that. But today, as we discuss these, as we discuss the Captain Log questions, we are going to go through these six questions with you and just tell you what's the purpose of this question. Why is it so important? And the six questions are powerful tools to help you awaken the frontal lobe of your brain and reconnect your values to you. So, well, that just sounded kind of funny the way I said that. I'm not sure if I even said that right. Did that sound funny to you guys? Yeah? Okay. I'm just going to read it word for word. The six questions are a powerful tool to help your clients awaken the frontal lobe of their brain and reconnect them to their value system. They are powerful to use in a class setting and to teach a client how to use them in their daily lives. Okay, and so, yeah, we are going to read these out loud. And I'm just gonna have Carly Ann, if you'll go first with Q1, question one, and you're gonna, yeah, read the question, but then also say what it's for, and then, yeah. And then would you just talk about anything you'd like to surrounding that question?
Okay, question number one. What are you fighting for? Why are you fighting? Why don't you just give up? This question gets the warrior back in the frontal lobe. When answered with thoughtfulness, it invokes warrior chemistry. I've recently been mentoring with a friend, and I had forgotten about these questions, but it came up in the lesson plan. And I could see how it invoked that warrior chemistry in her. At the same time, I was answering them in my own mind, and how powerful that moment was between the two of us, because it reminded us why we're here. It reminded us that, you know, this life, it's for our training. It's for our learning. It's for us to remember who we are and who we belong to. It's just incredible, the perfectness of the plan that the Lord has made for us, and that when we fight for him, that things just go so much better, even if nothing's really changed at all.
That's so powerful when we realize, well, who are we following? Who's the captain here, right? Who's the champion? Why am I doing what I'm doing? What am I doing? And yeah, why don't I give up when it gets really hard? Like when you connect it to really who we're fighting for and who we're fighting with, isn't that cool that it evokes warrior chemistry? It brings our spirit. Yeah, Lloyd.
For me, it's not powerful enough to win to fight for myself. If all I'm doing is fighting for myself, it's easy to say, I'll do better next time. However, when I remember those other people who I'm fighting for, that gives me a lot more power and strength and desire to win.
So good. You know what? And that is why you people that are listening, that is why it's so important to have a team. We've had an episode about how important a team is. Like Carly Ann, what you shared where your friend said out loud, like she had to go ask her brain a very important question and then go find the answer and then speak the words from a place that you really care deeply about. Like, what am I fighting for? Why am I fighting? Like really, you're really looking for those things. And then why don't you just give up? It's such a powerful, wonderful thing when you know, yeah, that your fight isn't just for you. It's not about you, right? It's about you connecting with your divine identity, yes, but also your purpose, which has so much to do with how you show up to be a warrior disciple for Jesus Christ and how your desires are connected with his. So thanks for that, Lloyd. Okay, Lloyd, will you read question two, please?
How did you win your most recent difficult battle? What have you been doing right when you win? With this question, the warrior will assess the correct things he or she has done in order to reinforce those habits. I don't know about women because they're different than men, but I know for men, this is very important because it allows a man to feel capable and competent, that he is doing good, that he is enough, that he can win. And to analyze how he did it, obviously that engages the values and the brain and all the good chemistry that comes from that. To analyze, yes, to realize, yes, I am winning. And what did I do to win? And focus on what you're doing right. That brings lots of power and strength to a situation, especially when you're struggling. If you remember, yes, I am winning, and this is how I've been doing it, that builds warrior chemistry.
Yeah, Rosalind, please.
I feel, Lloyd, it's the same for women, at least for me and the women that I'm working with. Satan works really hard to make us feel powerless and worthless, and to be reminded every day, or as often as you ask yourself this question, how did I do that? What have I been doing right? It just reinforces the fact that I do have some power. I am worth something because I can see this. So I think it's the same for us.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes me think too, because we, you know, we can wake up and, you know, it's morning time and we can get to like noon and someone could say, what have you been doing today? Or what have you been up to today? And you can be like, absolutely nothing. Well, I can't think of a thing I've done that's cool. Do you know what I mean? But then if you were to say, from the minute you wake up, I want you to write down everything you do until noon. And whether you felt like doing it or not, just write it down. So it's so amazing. Like one day I thought that's what I was going to do to get out of a spin and to use my weapon, my body, to tell the adversary, I know that I'm completely under attack because something that I love and have fought for looks like they're completely wounded and they're not going to get up and fight anymore. And so my strategy that day was I just said, everything I do today is for Jesus Christ. That's all I'm going to do. And I just wrote down, and it's amazing when you can consider, did you get out of bed? Did you do anything for your hygiene? Brush your teeth? Did you feed yourself? Did you care for anyone else? Did you talk to anybody? Did you say good morning when you felt like saying, I'm going back to bed? I mean, like, there's so many things that we do that are like powerful, phenomenal, like game-changing, energy, wonderful, awesome warrior disciple things that we do for ourselves and others. And we stay in this subdued, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I did. So this is so huge. This, what are you doing right? What are you doing right? Because we tend to just focus on what's going wrong, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be done, and how many of those things are there, and how much energy do I have? We don't even notice all the stuff that we're doing. So thank you for that. Any other comments on two? Yeah, I do know that the way this question is worded, how did you win your most recent difficult battle? It's creating evidence that you do win difficult battles. Yep. Yeah, Rosalind, you had some.
Yes, I like asking people that because they have to state it out loud. And I think when we state something good that we've done, it's just like another confirmation of our ability and our goodness. So sometimes they have to really look to think, okay, what did I do? What did I win? And then once they come up with it, it's like, yes, I've done this. I've done something. I just like having them state that out loud. It's powerful.
You can see a physical change in somebody when they do that. They just sit up straighter. They're more full of light and hope. It's awesome.
That's so good. And you know what? We might be spending too much time on this question, but I feel like I need to just mention this off of this same kind of principle. I recently had a homework assignment from someone who I hired to be my coach. And she said, I want you to identify everything that works for you and write it down. Anything that is in your control, I want you to write it down. And then she said, anything that helps you feel better, live better, love better, get things done and make progress better and be more joyful, write it all down. And she goes, see if you can come up with, you know, like 20 things. And I was like, all right. And so it took me just a minute, but I got 101 things in less, you know, just in some minutes. 101 things that I can do that lie in my power. Like, you know, and there's that scripture in Deuteronomy 1:23-17 that says, let us cheerfully do all things that lie in our power. And then stand still with the utmost assurance to see God's hand be revealed in our life. But yeah, I just think too, there would be so much transformed in our lives if we could just recognize all that we are doing that is in our power and not be so held and frozen. It almost feels like we're held underwater, under something, you know what I mean? Under clouds of something. So it's good. Okay, I'm gonna read question 3. It is, are you keeping the daily man or girl power journal? And Life Changing Services has several power journals now. So you might be using a different power journal. There's a Power of Light journal that they use in the Daughters of Light program. There's a Mom Power calendar or journal. I guess there's not a journal, but yeah, there's a Mom Power calendar. There's a Woman calendar that they're using in the Worth group. So yeah, just are you keeping the daily journal, the power journal, using that? What day are you on now? What are you doing for your man or girl goals? Keeping a progress calendar gives the warrior a measure of progress. This is an important psychological investment. It helps the warrior to keep fighting because it feels like there is a short-term attainable goal. And short term is so huge, right? Like we just talked about that, like just knowing short term things, like what am I doing right? That's a short term thing. But I think that the power journals and power calendars that we have been a great resource for me. And I've tried to, they're excellent to use for self-mastery. And they're also excellent to use in a way that helps us know this, what we're doing right. But I love the principle of momentum, that whenever we're tracking what we're doing right, it creates confidence, it creates momentum, it creates identity, it creates us in our truth. And so this has been such a great tool in my life to have the Girl Power Calendar and the Mom Power Calendar specifically are the two that I have used. And when I use the Girl Power Calendar, has been for self-mastery. And then when I use the Mom Power Calendar, has a lot more to do with so many things are going right. So many things are there to assist us. And yeah, so good. So we talked in other episodes about the man power and the girl power goals, being specific in the power, PWR area. So pray, write, and read. Just having something daily that says those three things happen. And I track that I'm connecting with God, that I am with him, and that he's helping me. Yeah, Lloyd, please.
As you were talking about short-term and attainable, I like that it's just a daily thing. I don't have to worry about tomorrow and am I going to be perfect. It's like, I can do this much today. And that makes it so I can achieve it. It's within my reach. I can do this. Yes, some of my goals make me stretch, but I can do this much today.
I love just keep it daily. It's excellent.
Yep.
Yeah, Rosalind?
And I love all the studies that have been done that show if we check off something that we do, it's just a little boost of dopamine to the brain. And so we get a chance with these goals to make 6 checks every day. Mm-hmm. And that's just so helpful to just be confirming our worth and throughout the day. And then even when if we're mentoring somebody, we meet with them once a week and they report back. I say, what day are you on? And they say, I'm back on day one. Then we can work with them and get their goals to be a little more attainable so that they can start seeing consistent success. It's just a really helpful thing to have that chart to check off when you're completing each goal.
And if I lose, tomorrow's a new day. The sun's going to come up. I can try again.
So excellent. And that attitude, when you look at your power calendar, how that works, doing those 6 squares, though there's 6 available. I might have got 2 of the 6, 4 of the 6, you know, maybe just 5. Maybe I got 1. Maybe I didn't get any. Like, right? But that is such an incredible thing to think. It's just one day. And now we're going to move to the next day. But when we have an attainable perspective, like these are the 6 things I highly value that help me to stay in my value system. And they help me to show up in a way in my life that I'm more proud of and not forget. It's just so incredible. Okay, so it looks like we've lost Carly Ann. So we're so glad she was here for the first part of our episode today and that you got to hear her voice, but she must have had to run somewhere. So let's see, we're going to go with, Lloyd. We're going to just go in the same order. And so Lloyd, if you will read question 4, please. This one.
Do you have meaningful routines in place? Are they sufficient? What is your flagpole for drilling to help you achieve your goals? Do you have a passion project? How are your goals different from those who have more than 8 weeks? The flagpole idea comes from when children practice running to a flagpole at school when there is a fire. You need to create a version of a flagpole and drill it until it becomes second nature to run when there is a fire. There's a lot here. So the meaningful routines obviously refers back to the manpower calendar. And are your goals strong enough? Are they helping you achieve what you want to achieve? I have been given advice that you shouldn't have more than 2 that make you really stretch. 4 of your goals should be fairly easy to obtain, stuff you've worked on before or are doing good at, or something that's easier to attain, and have 2 of your goals make you stretch, get outside your comfort zone and work. And the reason for that is if all 6 of your goals are really hard, which, you know, some of us overachievers like to think we can do that, and then we fail miserably. And so it's back to what we were talking about with question 3, is making them attainable. But on the other hand, are they sufficient to cause growth? Because if we're not growing and achieving, then our goals aren't really helping us. It reminds me of a time in my life where I had just started some new goals. And my manpower calendar looked horrible. I'd win one day and lose three, and win another day and lose two more. And it was just up and down, bouncing all over. But I was learning, I was growing, it was hard, you know, and it took me like 9 months, but I was finally able to get 28 days on that set of goals. And it took me a year to get consistent at that. But that was back to stretching in a few places, keeping consistent in other places, and progressing. A flagpole, as that mentioned, like the fire drill, it's for when you are in trouble, what can you do to get yourself in a safe place? And when it says drill that, it means practice it. That means do it even when you don't need to. I know, for example, one of my sons who's really good at this, he would literally run to the flagpole at the church house when he felt like he needed to change his chemistry. And it didn't matter if there was snow and ice on the ground and he was barefoot because he was hanging around the house, he would run barefoot to the flagpole. And people think, he's nuts. How come your son's running down the road barefoot? Well, he was being a warrior. He was being awesome. And so I think of whatever your flagpole is, I know some kids run to the mailbox, some people, their flagpole is something they do, pull out their 3x5 cards and review them, or whatever your flagpole is that helps you win and get into a good place, having something. And then the passion project is using your energy to do something good, especially for somebody else. So when you are winning, you stay winning by doing good things, by not letting Satan in, because your life is full of good things. And then when it says, how are your goals different from those who have more than 8 weeks? Or, you know, like in the, on our calendar, if you got 3 weeks or however many weeks, you know, some people who are doing that, what are they doing right? The big thing with this part of the questions is, are my goals too weak? Am I being too lazy? Am I saying, oh, this is good enough, and yet it's not? And so being critical and analyzing, is this getting me where I want to be? And if not, what are others who are where I want to be? How did they get there, and what can I do similar?
That's powerful, especially that I just can't even tell you how much I appreciate the principle of connecting, of the power and strength that people have from a team. So many things in my life have been solved because I'm in a class trying to figure out how to make something work, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's with my power calendar or something else. And everybody, you know, we're just discussing maybe where I'm at, because maybe I haven't been winning my most recent difficult battles in an area, maybe one area that's a little stretching me on my calendar. And it's amazing to hear other people's suggestions, what's worked for them in similar situations. And it's such a powerful strategizing place where there's no shame, no judgment. It's just really, we get it and we're all working. We all know that why we're fighting, why we're not giving up, and that we're all in this together. And it is really revealing how much better I can see myself to solve a problem when somebody else allows me to see them. Yeah, so good. Okay, Rosalyn, can we have you, let's have you read number 5 here.
Okay. When you lost, what technique did the enemy use to defeat you? Is there a pattern? What is the lie he influenced you to believe? This is where you use the lost battle analysis tool to write down your analysis after any close calls or lost battles. Review what happened within 24 hours to maximize your learnings. I love this part. It has been so powerful for me and for the people that I've worked with because it points the finger where it belongs for the blame. It's like, you're just up against a really hard enemy. And so just recognize if you had a, what we call a lost battle or whenever we act outside our value system, point the finger at the person who's trying to bring you down. That's the enemy, Satan. And so we always encourage him to look at what technique he used. Is it discouragement? Was it distraction? Was it fatigue? There's always something that he uses against us. And usually he'll use the same thing on us over and over again. And that's why we ask, is there a pattern? Because it helps to look at the patterns in your lives. I know for me, he uses overwhelm and fatigue. And so he influences me to believe that because I'm tired, I can't do the thing that I meant to do. But I've had to learn that I can say, yeah, you're right. When he says, you're so tired, I say, yes, you're right, I'm tired. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to do this. And then I can go do it. But so the lie, that's what we always look for, is what's the lie that he uses with the tool that he tries on us. Because we can be discouraged. We can have a lot of distractions. We can be tired, but that doesn't mean that excuses us from keeping our promises to ourselves or to the Lord.
I think this question also helps us recognize our Savior and the his atonement for us and our battles. Because yes, we lost. Yes, the enemy kicked our trash. But our Savior's there to pick us up and help us fight again. And by analyzing how he beat us, we can come up with a strategy that will help us to win and overcome those situations. We can do better. We can achieve. And our Savior is in that part of it.
So good. Okay, I'm going to read question 6. It is prophesy. What strategy will Satan try in the next week? What do you need to do to be ready for such an attack? Identify the most likely hour that you are most vulnerable. Be specific in your fight strategies. Decide now whether or not you will win. It's amazing what happens when we make a decision that I choose to win. We still might be confronted with maybe being blindsided by a technique or a tactic that the enemy will use on us. But if I make a decision that I am going to win, and I can see a pattern in where I'm losing battles. And so this prophesying, that sounded really funny to me when I first heard that. I was like, that, I don't think we're supposed to say that we prophesy. That's not allowed. Well, I don't think that that's okay. But when I really realized that prophesying is being a very wise guesser, it's just, I know me and my patterns better than anyone. I know when I do those lazy, sneaky things that I do to avoid having to try very hard or really show up like that or avoid that. I know what that looks like. And I know when that happens to me and how that happens to me. And so it's just, hey, could you prophesy or be a very wise guesser and imagine what strategy Satan will try the next time he tries to get you to act outside your value system? And then what do I need to do to get ready for that attack? It's really like, okay, usually it's going to happen at a certain time of day or on a certain day. Sundays, I can really highlight Sundays because, you know, we all have this beautiful picture of making the Sabbath a delight. But then all the people we live with, they don't have the same picture that we have, right? So I can totally like prophesy, be a wise guesser of how can I strategize for this Sunday coming to stay in my value system. You know, even if everybody else thinks this is the delight of a Sabbath that I like, if that looks like that for them, then I'm just, you know, I can make suggestions, I can extend invitations, but ultimately it's about me and the Lord knowing that I love him. And so anyway, it was huge for me to realize that, boy, you can really lock some things down here and identify where you're just over and over and over and over again, hitting your head up against a wall, you know, as a metaphoric example, like, why do I keep doing that? And when you stop and prophesy, you're like, how much more clear did that just get to me? Any other comments, you guys? No?
Go ahead, Lloyd.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say what she just said brings into the the mix, the loss battle analysis, and how important that is to go back and see where what happened when you started feeling off and go through the whole process. It just pinpoints his tactics and what I could have done differently.
Yes. And Lloyd, please.
I think there's power, just to say what you've said in a different way, in deciding in advance how I'm going to respond. I mean, something as simple as getting out of bed when the alarm clock goes off. You know, in the moment when you're laying in bed half asleep because the alarm's waking you up, how hard is it to win right then?
Right.
But, you know, earlier the day before, in the middle of the day, it's pretty easy to make a decision. Yes, I want to get up at 6 o'clock and be to work on time. But then in the morning, it's like, oh, this is so hard. But it's powerful. It gives us strength when we do pre-decide how we're going to act in a situation. And so when that does happen, when Satan does come knocking, we can say, no, I made a commitment and I'm going to do this. And that gives us strength.
Yeah. So excellent. All right. So as we considered the Captain Log questions, and that these six questions are powerful tools in our lives, that they awaken our frontal lobe and they reconnect us to our value system, that they are powerful to use to just assist ourselves on how we would better like to live our lives on a daily basis. So just as we head out on this episode, I just wondered if we could read this warrior's prayer again. And Rosalyn, if you wouldn't mind reading it so we can have it in a man voice and in a girl voice. Okay. I guess I should say woman voice. Let's have it in a man voice and a woman voice. Okay.
Father, please grant me an increase in the spirit of discernment so I will recognize satanic attacks in time to win each battle. Father, please help me to observe, discern, and understand the attacks and fighting methods Satan will try on my mind, heart, and spirit. Help me to discover and develop techniques and weapons sufficiently effective to win the battles that come my way. Please fill me with the desire to work hard to train, to become stronger, faster, and more precise with these techniques and weapons sufficient to win the battles. Please help me to remember why I am fighting and why I am training so hard, so I will be filled with the motivation and courage necessary to protect my life, my husband, my children, and our freedom.
Excellent. Oh, I just feel the spirit so strong with so much gratitude and appreciation for being here today to record this episode with you, Lloyd and Rosalyn, and so grateful to to just think, really, this is so much about how do I want to remember Heavenly Father's plan and live the gospel and keep my covenants. Like, it's so much about that. And I'm so grateful that that's been highlighted in my life. And so you listeners out there, thanks for joining us today. There's something powerful that happened to me when I had someone that was just a little bit ahead of me on the trail that could say, here's how I did that. Here's how I understand that. And you know what? Let me just be a guide for a minute and get you rolling on the right path. And so something you'll notice when you go to lifechangingservices.org and go to the training tab and down then to the coaches page, you'll notice that we all have just a free consultation that you can just come and visit with us about where you're at and maybe any questions you have. We just love to hear from you and also love to hear from you here at our podcast. It is Like Dragons Podcast at lifechangingservices.org. But thanks for being with us today. Thanks, Lloyd and Rosalyn.
Thank you for listening. As you can see, we are very enlisted in what we have learned and hope to teach. If you have found today's message inspiring, please share this podcast with family and friends so others can enjoy and be edified along with us. Be sure to download the free book that holds all the core principles behind what we teach. This book is called Like Dragons Did They Fight. You will find a link for that free download at Like Dragons Free. And remember, you can find all the life-changing resources, programs, and trainings needed for you and your family at lifechangingservices.org.